With a 14-point lead atop the Eastern Conference standings in MLS, the Revolution are back at Gillette Stadium tonight against the Columbus Crew. Hello again, everyone. I'm Mike Riley for 98.5 The Sports Hub, and also the public address announcer at Gillette Stadium for the Revs. Well, last weekend, the Revolution, a 2-1 win against New York City FC in Foxborough on a solemn night as we paid tribute to the victims of September 11th, as it was the 20-year anniversary. And one of the catalysts for the Revolution this season on the defensive side of the pitch is my guest this week, DeJuan Jones.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So, DeJuan, before we talk about the Revs here, you've been part of the Revs for...
This is year three.
So your third year with the Revolution. But for you personally here, a Lansing native, your dad played football at Michigan State. So you're a Sparty guy, right?
Well, he actually played at Western Michigan.
Oh, Adam got that wrong for me. All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll leave that one out.
That's where Brandon Bye went to college, and they also recruited me at Western Michigan. So it would have been nice to go there, you know, follow my dad's footsteps. But Michigan State is like the team I grew up cheering for right in my backyard, and just the better school for academics and soccer-wise for me. So that's why I ended up choosing Michigan State.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Now, for you, DeJuan, you and Brandon Bye, teammates now, but also at one point, you guys were, I guess you could say, opponents or maybe rivals in the high school scene in Michigan. Do you guys have any interaction?
Yeah. Our dads tell us that we played each other back in the day, like maybe like U10, U12. But I remember playing him in high school and people were like hyping their team up. Like, they got this guy, Brandon Bye, you know, he's going to Western. I'm like, come on, like, let's go. Let's bring it on. happy to say my team won that game. So yeah, we faced off once in high school. So 1-0. And then in college, we beat Western Michigan every time we played them. So
nice. Good bragging right there, DeJuan, right?
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good for you. That's great. And, you know, here we go here. We're continuing, I guess you could say, this final quarter of the season for the Revolution right now, as you guys will be getting ready to take on the defending champs, Columbus Crew, Saturday night. They've actually lost 8 of their last 10, but did win against the New York Red Bulls this week 2-1. So here we are with Columbus and, of course, the Revolution, as we know, all the success at home. You can't overlook Columbus, the Crew here, trying to come into Gillette Stadium and knock you guys down a peg or two.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a tough game. They're the defending MLS champs, so they're going to come in. It's a rematch of the Eastern Conference Final. I think last time we battled, it was a tough 2-2 tie at their place, so it's going to be a battle for 90 minutes, and they're a good team. They haven't been getting the results, but at this point in the season, everyone needs results. The Eastern Conference is really tight, so we know that we're going to get their best game. So we just have to come out and play our game. Now we're getting guys back from injury. I think it'll be a really exciting match.
And, you know, the most recent match last week against New York City FC, it's kind of become, I guess you could say, a little bit of a trend here, DeJuan, which is fine. It works out in the end. But, you know, you guys have gone down 1-0, but then you come back and you win. So it's like, all right, I'm not going to lose my breath yet on this. But you guys still do come back there. Matt Turner, I thought, had a good performance. And, you know, it's good to see Carlos Heel back. And you're playing really well right now, too. But you guys are just so – you're really able to find a way to win when it's most necessary there and come away with the victory as well. So talk about that this year, coming from behind and coming away with the victories.
Yeah. We have a resilient team this year. We never give up and we just continue to fight hard for each other. And I think also we just have so much depth this year where you never know who's going to make the play. So many different guys have stepped up with international call-ups, injuries, whatever it may be. Guys are stepping up and showing up, playing great minutes for us, getting goals, assists, and we're going to need that. And we can continue that. We can make a deep run in the playoffs.
And if you guys don't know, DeJuan, you're among the leaders in all of MLS defenders for combined goals and assists. Again, the final third of the season, you are really a dangerous threat on the pitch. So whether it's scoring or with that final pass, if I were the opponents, I'd be a little concerned to go up against DeJuan Jones. So keep that going, DeJuan.
Thank you.
And this week on MLS Extra Time Radio, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but it was said that you are arguably the best left back in MLS this year. Did you hear that at all?
I didn't hear that.
All right. So let me ask you this. I'll put you on the spot, and please do not be modest. Do you think you should get best 11 consideration?
I would hope so. Again, it's a long season, and we still have a lot of games to finish out. But if we continue to play it the way we are and continue to get the results, I think I can definitely be in the conversation.
And for you, to make sure that what do you need to add to your game to make sure that next year there's no argument to be there?
Yeah, obviously the production is always important. So continuing to put more balls into the box, get more assists when I'm in the final third, taking advantage of my chances, scoring goals, and then just continuing to be locked down defensively, not letting anyone dribble by me, blocking crosses, blocking things at the back post, just being sharp, communicating, and being clean on the ball with my passing.
Yeah, and we talk about you and Brandon Bye, and just Coach Bruce Arena has said that you guys work the hardest of anyone on the field, really. And your sports science really off the charts. It's really amazing how fast you guys are. And people that come to the Revolution, even a home match in general, that, you know, they can watch soccer on television, but to see it there in person, see how fast you guys are is amazing. But the fact that you're able to cover the ground and do the most sprinting and, you know, do everything in the touches, it's just really amazing what you're able to do for crucial offensive situations and defensive capabilities. So keep that cooking there, Dewan.
Thank you.
This year, though, with the success, first place in MLS atop the Supporters Shield standings, how do you feel going into the final stretcher? You talked about that upcoming match here against Columbus. There is a road match next week in between the final third straight home match there. But how do you feel about all the success with only a handful of matches left in the regular season?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we're still continuing to take it one game at a time. And we prepare each and every game the same way. So I think the consistency has been great. And then we're not looking too far ahead. I mean, Bruce has told us that we definitely want to win the East to have the home field advantage. But in terms of, like, the Supporters Shield, obviously we're in a good place for that. But, like, that's where you can't – you guys still have, what, 9 games left to play. We can't be thinking about that. We know these games are going to be tough. Like I said, everyone in the East is fighting for points. Every point's crucial, so – there's no more easy games for the rest of the year. So we're just continuing to take it one game at a time, and hopefully by the end of the season we'll be where we need to be.
And how do you feel about MLS with – I know you're a third-year player in MLS, mm-hmm. So with the postseason previously having the legs, right, there's no more of that. It's one and out, kind of like the NFL, one game. That's it. How do you feel about that in the postseason?
I think I like it. I mean, I think the legs is cool, but I also like just for how long the season is, I think playing home and away legs, I'm not sure if that was for every game except for the final or how that worked. But I just feel like there's already a lot of games in the season. So to just make it a one game is, I think, the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very exciting. That's going to make it extra exciting on that sense right there. And obviously, you know, to be atop the standings right there and Coach Arena saying to try to clinch the East, I mean, that would be really awesome to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs and have everyone come in here because you guys have played really well at Gillette Stadium all year.
Yeah, I think Gillette's a great advantage for us. I think the turf is a surface that most teams aren't used to playing on, for one, and then our fans have been amazing this year. I think especially if we go deep in the playoffs, we'll get even more fans. So Gillette's definitely been a safe haven for us and a place we want to protect and continue to win. And I think especially second half, we always score in the second half at home. I don't know what it is, but I think that the extra fan support, and I don't really know. We always have the confidence that we're going to score goals in the second half for sure. So playing at home is definitely going to be an advantage for us.
And, you know, I've asked some other guys that have been on here with me throughout the course of the season, like, how crucial it is to actually play in front of humans instead of empty chairs, right? So that makes a big difference, right?
Yeah. I think we struggled at home, if I'm not mistaken, last year. But we had a few more losses. This year with the fans being back, just giving you that extra boost, especially second half when you're a little tired, they just give us that extra energy to push through.
Yep. And Dewan, let me ask you this too. You are among a potential list of Revolution players generating rumors. I don't know what you can say, but I'll just ask it anyways, about European interests. These are just rumors, rumor and innuendo. Could you possibly see that path for you to pursue down the line?
Definitely. I mean, I think a lot of players want to go to Europe. So if the opportunity is on the table, definitely something I would consider. I think playing in Champions League would also be another goal of mine. So if I can make that jump, I think that would be good for me and my career moving forward.
That's awesome. Good for you, man. And keep up the good work with the Revs. It's really amazing to see how you guys have gelled so well this year. And again, there's been a good buzz going around the region. And, you know, as we know, sports, unfortunately, especially this region here, is categorized the Big Four, and MLS kind of gets left out a lot. Well, I think that may have to change now a little bit, and it's nice to see the Revs get that respect.
Definitely, definitely. I think soccer is definitely on the come up in the United States, especially when we get the World Cup here in 2026. I think it'll be a whole different ball game from there. But yeah, we can continue to put on for the city of Boston. I know we're used to championships, so. We gotta cement our status, you know, as one of those teams that in Boston to be on the lookout for.
No, I love it, DeJuan. That's you're on the way, and let's see what you guys can do and get everyone out there for the remainder of the season. So, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. I know you just got off the pitch, long week going into the Saturday match here. So, good luck the rest of the way, and best of luck Saturday against Columbus.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Once again, my thanks to DeJuan Jones. Give him a follow on Twitter at DeJuanJones24. His Instagram handle is also at DeJuanJones24. Well, the Revs will go for their 11th home win tonight against Columbus, 7 p.m. They'll then play a midweek road match in Chicago Wednesday, and they're back at Gillette Stadium a week from tonight, September 25th at 7 p.m. against Orlando. For tickets tonight against Columbus and the Orlando match, visit RevolutionSoccer.net or call 877-GET-REVS. My name is Mike Riley. Follow me on Twitter at Sarge985, and the Sports Hub account is at 985 The Sports Hub. Thanks again for listening, and go Revs!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.